You're listening to Standard Time at 90.5 WICN in Worcester, and we want to welcome to our WICN airwaves Ekep Nkwele, who will be opening Wednesday night's Geller Jazz Series concert at Razzle Hall, Clark University. Ekep, welcome to WICN.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. I'm excited to be here and to speak with you.
On Wednesday night, you'll be leading your own group, followed by Nicholas Payton and his great quartet.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about what people can expect to hear from you on stage Wednesday night.
Absolutely. So the band will be featuring Luther Allison on piano, Russell Hall on bass, and Brian Richburg Jr. on drums. These are three gentlemen and musicians that I have admired over the years and that I've been working with, I would say, for a solid year now. We did so much touring around the world last year, and we're excited to enter into the second quarter of this new year of 2025. And so our performance on Wednesday is just going to be pretty much the music that is within my repertoire as of right now. I've added a few things that remind me of my hometown, Washington, D.C., and that remind me of my alma mater, Howard University. So there's a song, Timeless Portraits and Dreams, written by Howard University alum, the late Jerry Allen, that I've been programming into my sets that helps to encourage concerning the times that we're in that are full of uncertainty and strife, but that remind us that we are walking upon the dream of our ancestors, and that it's important for us to continue dreaming so that the life that the next future generation is able to exist in will be that of the dreams that we have dreamed and pursued in our present tense. So we, as Jerry Allen says, we decide and we build the future that we want to see in our tomorrow. So I think the set will be full of dreams and full of affirmations and full of hope and full of love. And hopefully it'll get people. I don't expect anybody to get up out their seats and dance, but I do expect toes to tap.
There you
go. Yeah.
Wow, that is quite a statement, Ekep. That is very ambitious and admirable. People come back to fact of life through all history, that music has been moving people. And you seem very intent on playing a part of moving ahead.
Absolutely.
With your music. That's wonderful. Now, have you played in the Boston area before?
No, this will be my first time. The last time I was in like the New England area, Massachusetts, was when I was at Northampton Jazz Festival last year. And so I haven't had the pleasure of really visiting a lot of cities in the area. Mm-hmm. So this will be a great opportunity to check some more places off my list.
Okay, well, great. So you did play at Northampton last year, which is a wonderful little jazz festival.
It was a spiritual experience. I come from the church. So performing inside of a church in that town, it was so beautiful. The audience, we truly fed each other, and that's a big motivation for why I do what I do, to be able to kind of have that mutual connection and experience of the audience feeding me with love and with inspiration, and me feeding them right back with that. It's like kind of like the entire 60 minutes, 90 minutes, however long the set is, it's just a constant back and forth between the audience and I, and Northampton truly set a standard for the kind of experience that I hope for when I perform a concert.
Well, that's great. Well, the fact that this is your first time in this area in eastern Massachusetts with the Geller Jazz Series is, I will tell you that 3 years ago, there was a young singer who made her area debut at the Geller Jazz Series, and her name was Samara Joy.
Yeah.
And as we say, the rest is history. So please get out there on Wednesday night, and you could see the beginning of something special.
Yeah. I think I'm always excited about new experiences and about, it pushes me, I guess, to open myself up to how individualistic, like, every community is. It's not one size fits all. And so I am, like, open and ready to accept. Like, I'm not coming with any expectations. I am ready to give whatever is necessary to the community at the Geller Jazz Festival. I'm ready to give them whatever it is they require of me. And that's why I think it's important to create a set, but that the audience tells you what it is that they need to hear. And so I'm never one that just, I have a set and okay, that, we go through that. Sometimes I'll turn to the band and I'll be like, they are asking me for a blues right now. And then that's what we give the audience. And so I think I'm ready to give everyone in this community what it is that they need to receive from me. And I am honored to follow in the footsteps of a dear friend, of somebody who inspires me. And we're actually going to dinner tomorrow. But I'm honored to be able to follow in the footsteps of Samira. And yeah, to just continue the legacy of great music and great musicians in this community. So thank you once again for having me.
Well, that's great. And I understand that you've got quite a gig happening tonight in New York.
Yes. Yes, I'll be at the Blue Note with David Murray.
Wow.
An incredible musician, an incredible human, philosopher, mind. I'm excited to share the stage with him and his quartet. The lyrics, the poetry that his wife, Francesca, wrote that I'll be singing over on two selections. I'm excited to be a vessel and to steward his message alongside him and his quartet. So, yeah. And the Blue Note, that'll be my first time on that stage as well. So the honor is high.
Mm-hmm.
The honor is high.
Well, I'm old enough to remember David Murray when he came on the scene.
Yes.
It was about 50 years ago. And it was like he was just out in the vanguard then, and he still is today.
Yeah.
You know, a great inspiration for everyone.
He's absolutely incredible. That when I think a mutual friend of ours, Ellen Carter, she has a radio station that's popular in the Washington, D.C. area. She reached out to me on Facebook and she was like, David Murray is looking for your contact information.
Wow.
For a project that he's working on. And I was like, what? I was like, yeah, pass him along my number. She just wanted my consent. And then his wife, Francesca, reached out to me. And she was like, hey, you know, he has a recording coming out. With Verve, he has a recording coming out. And so I would love for you to be on these two songs. I wrote the lyrics, he wrote the music, and we feel like your voice would be perfect. We saw you at Winter Jazz Fest playing with Andia Owens, and we just think you'd be perfect. And so I went into the studio, I think, the next week, and we laid it down, and yeah, it's coming out. So,
and that is one of those tracks is Birdly Serenade, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and that is out. And in fact, we're going to play that after this interview. So very, very exciting. And I love that you made the connection to the radio. Now, is it a primarily jazz station in D.C.?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a primarily jazz radio station. And the crazy thing about it is that I had no clue WPFW 89.3 FM, that was Ellen's voice on the radio. But then when I first, like, I had a radio interview actually for her, for WPFW, and I was hearing her talk to me and her cadence, and I was like, oh my God, I used to listen to her in the car. During the pandemic, I was doing like DoorDash because I was in my senior year at Howard University. And so like I was trying to, you know, make some extra change here and there and everything. And I would listen to her on my drives, doing deliveries and everything. And I would hear her voice. And so when I made the connection, I was like, wow, what a full circle moment that this woman whose radio station and whose voice used to encourage me while I was working, that now I have the opportunity to do an interview with her. So, yeah, that was a full circle moment for me. So.
What a fabulous story. I love it because, you know, our station, WICN in Worcester, we're right up the street from Clark, and we call ourselves Jazz Plus, playing jazz like 20 hours a day. This kind of story of making connections and inspiring people and moving the music forward really means a lot to us to hear.
Absolutely.
I hope that... our listeners to Standard Time this afternoon, get on over to Clark on Wednesday, 7:30, Razzo Hall, which is a beautiful little concert hall. And we will hear Hecepne Quele with her quartet, Luther Allison. He's an ace player. That's terrific. That's very exciting. So we will look forward to seeing you there on Wednesday night and to hearing much more from you in the future. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much, Tom. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see you all there.
Okay. Well, feeling is mutual, believe me. Hecepne Quele, thank you so, so much for joining us here on Standard Time 90.5 WICN.